We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos and Mishnah Chaf Sifchas says a mechaber hasochei dag letziro. If one squeezes out fish in order to get the juices, the fish oil out of it, dino kisochei kvashim ushlakos lamemehen. If you want the juice, so then it's the same thing as squeezing out pickled foods or foods which are soaked in water in order to get the liquid out. Anytime you want the liquid, that is going to be prohibited. Sivtes hashelik v'habarad ein meraskin osam. It is prohibited to crush up snow or ice. Tainu l'shabram l'chatichos dakos kadeshi azuvu meimav, to chop it up into fine pieces in order that the liquid comes out of it. Aval nosein hu l'soch kos shel yayin omayim v'nimoch me'ela v'eino choshesh. But you can't place ice or snow into a cup and let it melt on its own. That's fine. V'cheni minicham b'chamo k'neged amadur v'nifshir mutarim. So too, you're allowed to place the ice or snow next to a heat source and allow it to melt on its own. That would also be permissible. There are three reasons given in the Rishonim as to why there is a prohibition of melting ice or snow on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings two of them in the text. One is that it is like you are performing a malacha, because it is like you are creating something on Shabbos, since now you are creating the water. That is called molid, so it is asur midrabanan. The second reason given by the Mishnah Berurah is gzeira shema yischol peiros omdin lamashkin, that if we allow you to crush up ice and in order to get liquid, that water out of it, then you might come to squeeze fruits that you want liquid from. So in order to prevent you from coming to squeeze fruits, we prevent you from crushing ice as well. A third reason brought in the Rishonim, which the Mishnah Berurah brings at the bottom in the Shaar Tzion, is that of the Rambam and the Sefer Truma, who says that, not the Rambam, is that of the Sefer Truma, who says that it is Asr Mishum Nolad. It is Asr because of the liquid that is now created. We have discussed this concept of Nolad before, that something which comes into creation on Shabbos is Muksa. So that's what the Sefer Truma says is the prohibition of crushing up ice. It's not the actual act of crushing up ice that is the problem, but rather it is the creation of the water, of the liquid, which is now muksa, that is the issue of nolad, as opposed to molid, the actual act of creating the water. There are those who explain that even the Sefer HaTrumos did not really mean this. He really meant molid, that the Mishnah Berurah brings himself, and there are really only two reasons for this prohibition. However, others, including the Shaar Tzion, seem to understand the Sefer HaTrumos differently, as saying that the prohibition is nolad, yet the Shaar Tzion does not bring that in the actual text, because since the Mechaber allows you to place it next to a heat source, it is clear that he does not hold that there is an issue of nolad. So the reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mechaber says you're allowed to place it into a cup and let it melt is because you're not actually doing a maisa over there. It just happens on its own. You place it into a cup, but then it melts. You place it next to the fire, and then it melts. If it was Asr Mishum Nolad, then it would be Asr in either one of those cases as well, since the water now comes into creation. There are some, says the Mishnah Berurah, who even allow you to put it into a cup and crush it up in the cup, because now that it gets mixed in with whatever else is in that cup, or because it is not Be'en, they did not make the Gzera. They only made the Gzera of creation, of Molid, or of Shema Yischot, when there was an item which is outside of a cup. Where it is nicker, it is recognizable. However, if it is in a cup and it is not recognizable, that which you are doing, so then it is going to be permissible. So we have another tzad l'hakel when it comes to crushing ice. Anytime, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the melting is going to occur on its own, it is not considered a ma'aseh b'yadayim, and therefore it is mutter. However, this is somewhat problematic. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Raman, Siman Shin Yud Ches, Sivtes Zion, says that you are not allowed to place congealed fat next to the flame, because you now cause the congealed fat to melt. So too, this should be prohibited. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, one should be machmir. Anytime it is not mixed into water, one should be machmir not to crush up the ice or do anything which would appear to be an issue of a ma'aseh b'yadayim. So what it really comes down to is that as long as you're not crushing the ice b'yadayim, in most situations it's going to be okay. You can put the water into a cup of ice. You can put the ice into a cup of water. Either way, it is going to be permissible, and it will not be considered a ma'aseh b'yadayim. And one just needs to figure out how it would be machalik with that Rama in Siman Shin Yud Ches Sifteh Zayin. even the Ramah over there says, "B'makom tzorach yesh lahakel." So if you need ice on the table and you want to put it into the cup and crush it for some reason, maybe there will be room to be makel. But for a variety of reasons, it is going to be okay to place ice out on the table in a bowl, even if it's going to melt. It will not make the bowl muksa, etc. Sif Yud, Mutter Lashaber Hakerach Kede Lito Mayim Mitachtav. You are allowed to chop up ice in order to get water which is underneath it. Because, as we know, chopping up ice, breaking ice, is not a malacha at all. They only prohibit it because of the water which is going to come out. But here, you don't want the water which is coming out of that ice that you're chopping up. You want that which is underneath the ice. So since you are only chopping up the ice in order to get that which is underneath it, Chazal, we're not goes there in such a case. Sif Yiralf, Tzarech Lizar, Bechorev, Shelo Yitol, Yadav, Vamayim, Sheish, Bam, Shelo, Gobarad. One needs to be careful not to wash their hands with water which has snow or ice in it, because you might come to crush it up. Biyadayim, Vim Yitol, Yizar, Shelo Yidachim, and Yadav. If you do use it, make sure not to crush it in between your hands. Shelo Yemirasik, as we saw in Sif Tes, is prohibited. Sif Yidbez, Yesh Lizar, Shelo Yishafresh, Yadav, Vamelech. You should not wipe your hands with salt, as you can create liquid, says the Mishnah Berurah, through rubbing salt as well. And you also should not make mei melech, you should not make salt water if the salt water is very strong with salt, meaning two-thirds salt and one-third water, that is also going to be prohibited. Sif Yud Gimel Doreis Shelag Baraglav Ve'eino Choshesh. You can walk on snow. You don't need to worry about crushing the snow when you are walking. And even if the snow melts, says the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't matter because it's a Davar She'eino Miskaven, and it is not a Psik Reisha. It's not a guarantee that you are going to crush it, so therefore Davar She'eino Miskaven is mutter. The Taz says as well, since it's impossible to avoid, if you need to walk, you need to leave your house, you need to walk on the snow, it is not, Chazal did not prohibit it in such a case. When it comes to making ice, the postgame, basically what it comes down to is a generally accepted opinion is that the prohibition would potentially be because of either bone nolad or molid, but makom tzorech chazal or mekel, and if you need ice for the Shabbos table, for the Shabbos suda, you would be allowed to make it on Shabbos.